Welcome to Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth, the go-to podcast where curiosity meets dentistry straight from the experts. It's Jan with you once again, joined by Dr. Clifford Udelman from OptiSmile, and we are ready once again to take a deep dive into the world of dental care from a consumer's perspective. So really looking forward to that. Today we're asking one simple question: fluoride or no fluoride? Supermarket shelves are bursting with charcoal, CBD and natural pastes, and they all claim a cavity protection without chemicals. But Dr. Clifford Udelman is here to separate fact from marketing fluff and give you a lightning fast checklist for choosing that right tube. So stick around with us, because this could save your enamel and also your wallet. Dr. Clifford Udelman, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back, and really looking forward to today's episode. We get a lot of questions all the time about this, and I've got some personal insights. You know, after 42 years of practice, there's a few stories that come to mind. I'll drop them in depending on the question when you ask it. Yeah.
So firstly, is fluoride toothpaste truly necessary for everyone?
By everyone, I think it's hard to say for everyone, but for around 99% of people, yes, it lowers cavity risk by about a third compared to non-fluoride toothpaste. And it's really only people that have very high fluoride borehole water, maybe, or people that have got a proven fluoride hypersensitivity. You know, these days everybody's hypersensitive to one thing or another, but you know, by proven, I think very few people get a test to prove that they allergic or sensitive to fluoride. So there's even some natural dental associations that endorse fluoride for daily prevention, especially in a high sugar society like ours. And not only sugar, but now the whole thing is ultra processed foods. That's the new buzzword. You know, you've got these micro or nanoplastics and UPFs, ultra processed foods. They lead to cavities, and regular fluoride use is dramatically cheaper than paying for fillings or inlays or root canals or crowns later. So save your money, save your teeth. And for most people, fluoride is the answer.
And how exactly does fluoride prevent cavities at the microscopic level?
So the fluoride actually swaps into your enamel matrix or your enamel lattice, and it forms a fluorapatite that dissolves at a much lower pH than ordinary enamel. So we spoke about pH and acids quite a lot lately. Whenever you have anything acidic, there's this hydroxyapatite, this calcium and phosphate, like a lattice. Think of it as bricks and mortar. And, you know, you pull a few bricks out, and then when you expose the teeth to fluoride, you're putting in bricks that hold on a little bit tighter. So instead of a pH of 5.5 where your teeth get soft, you may be able to withstand more acid. Also, fluoride interferes with some of the bacteria enzymes and reduces the acid production. Every time you eat sugar, the bacteria make acid, and fluoride has been shown to reduce the enzymes in the bacteria. And also saliva will hold a very low background level of fluoride, and that constantly helps to remineralize or to make those very small or early cavities go away. You know, there are these white spot lesions or these cavities that we can't even see yet. It can take a few years before they become an actual cavity, and that's what the fluoride's doing. And so the effect is topical, you know, which means we're putting it onto the tooth. So frequent low doses, like toothpaste or in some cases varnish, beat the one-off tablets. You know, we talk about tablets and drinking water, especially things like tablets, you know, you're swallowing that, it's going into your body. Very little of that gets onto your tooth. That's more for teeth that are developing. I'm not a big fan of extra fluoride, because we see a lot of teeth, like white spots on teeth and things from people that are getting too much fluoride. But I think that's good for another entire podcast.
Okay, and are fluoride-free toothpastes actually effective at cleaning teeth?
Well, they remove the soft plaque mechanically, so the gums can still look healthy. But without fluoride, or there's another newer buzzword called nano hydroxyapatite, Hydroxyapatite is being touted as an alternative to fluoride. There are dentists who recommend these toothpaste instead of fluoride. A lot of them have hydroxyapatite and a little bit of fluoride these days. But these non-fluoride or fluoride-free toothpaste can't rebuild the weakened enamel. And long-term studies show higher decay rates in people who don't use fluoride, especially children and seniors. And that leads me to when I was in California back in the, I went to California in 86. I was there for 16 years. And in the early 90s, I had my own practice and I had a lot of older patients. In those days, you were older if you were over 55 or 60. Now that I'm almost 65 myself, it doesn't feel like I'm one of these seniors. But back to that story, I used to get patients coming in. There was a very big health food store near my practice, and they were selling fluoride-free toothpaste back in those days. And these same people were on cranberry juice, to help with bladder problems, and or grapefruit diets were very popular. And to cut a long story short, I could see patients every 6 months with no cavities. And one day they'd come in and their teeth had these tiny little black holes all over near the roots. And I started spotting that as patients that were on one of these diets and had stopped using fluoride. It looked like a Bonnie and Clyde movie, like someone had taken a machine gun.
My word.
And they had a very specific, they were like tiny little bullet holes, like little round, very dark brown, and you just don't see that with fluoride toothpaste. And even these days, I get patients come in and I see a particular cavity at the gum line when they didn't have that 6 or 12 months ago. And I don't even ask them. I just say, when did you stop using your fluoride toothpaste? Sure. What toothpaste are you using?
Yeah. Now, I've often also wondered, can fluoride actually cause health issues if you swallow it daily?
You do ingest a tiny, tiny bit from brushing, but it's very far below the levels that are linked to skeletal fluorosis or like brittle bones or thyroid problems. Anything in enough quantity is a poison, as they say. And some things, just like any medication, if you take blood pressure medication or diabetes medication, it's in very small doses and controlled just to take care of whatever the problem is, just like fluoride is there to take care of cavities. But any of these things, if you take in too many of them or you put them into rats, the rats are going to die. A lot of these decades of community water data show no credible link to cancer or reduced IQ. If you're a mainstream dentist like myself, there are these so-called biologic dentists that will tell you otherwise, especially children under 6. They should have a special child toothpaste, which is lower fluoride, because they tend to swallow a lot more of the toothpaste. So they should just have a tiny little smear of toothpaste and they should be supervised, because they're pretty much going to swallow it. And I would definitely not give children an adult toothpaste until they are much older. They do have special kiddies toothpaste.
And which paste would you say is best for sensitive teeth? Would it be fluoride or fluoride-free?
Definitely with fluoride. So we give patients something called MI paste or MI paste plus. In some countries, it's called tooth mousse or tooth mousse plus, which is made from casein, which is a milk type byproduct. And the one with a plus has got a tiny bit of fluoride in it. And we've seen that it works much better than the fluoride free. So formulas with fluoride, and mostly they have potassium nitrate or stannous fluoride, which is a different type of fluoride. And they seal the dentine, the tubules, and they calm the nerves. Most of the fluoride-free options rely on things like herbal oils and other proteins, and they don't give as much protection. And like we said before, the fluoride also hardens the enamel, and it gives you extra protection against acidic foods. And, for severe cases, we combine a nighttime high fluoride toothpaste that I have a hard time getting in South Africa. Overseas, we used to give something called Colgate Prevident 5000. I used to use that both in America and in Australia, but we don't get it, unfortunately. And so we just get patients to put Tooth Mousse Plus on before they go to bed.
And what should patients on high fluoride well water do about toothpaste choice?
So, look, in some areas, there's just too much fluoride in the water, whether it's well water or or the public water. And in those communities, you'll see people walking around with lots of blotches on their teeth, or even fluorosis, which causes pitting and big brown spots. Those communities usually know who they are. They could still use a very mild fluoride toothpaste, but they should avoid things like supplements or mouth rinses.
And Dr. Yudelman, are natural fluoride alternatives like hydroxyapatite proven to work?
But there are small randomized controlled studies, like proper scientific studies, that show that the hydroxyapatite can remineralize early cavities similar to a fluoride over 6 weeks, but the base is still very tiny, and most of them are funded by the companies that make the hydroxyapatites and use them in marketing. But you know, there's a 70-year track record with actual fluoride, and some dentists may recommend hydroxyapatite for fluoride allergic patients, or those that are, you know, hell-bent on using only a natural route. Like if someone is very against fluoride, along with maybe, you know, gluten sensitive and metal sensitive, and you know, you get people that are just very, you know, natural based and keep away from plastic water bottles, etc. You know, those patients, instead of just using a herbal toothpaste, could definitely benefit from a hydroxyapatite. One thing I didn't mention, I use a toothpaste that has xylitol in it. And xylitol is a natural anti-cavity product. It's a sugar alcohol. And also the toothpaste that I use doesn't have SLS, sodium lauryl sulfate, which is like a soap. It's a foaming agent that most over-the-counter toothpastes have. And that's something that I have seen over the years. A lot of people can be very sensitive to soap in their toothpaste, or SLS, sodium lauryl sulfate. And I just like this toothpaste that I'm using. In fact, I can't even tell you the name. It's something that we get into the practice. One of the reps brought it in, and the dentists use it. We recommend it to patients. But it doesn't have any SLS. It's got xylitol. It does have fluoride, and it's got a little bit of hydroxyapatite as well. But it tastes delicious.
Okay, and obviously it's important to start with the right toothpaste from a very, very young age. So how should parents choose toothpaste for toddlers and young children?
From when the very first tooth comes in, you put a tiny bit of adult toothpaste twice a day. Like I said, the kids will swallow that, so you have to be careful. Or even better, you can, at the pharmacy, I think Colgate and Oral-B make a child-friendly specific toothpaste, you know, for 0 to 1, 1 to 3, 3 to 6. I don't know the exact ages, but the parents, they know all about it. So I would use that. But even then, I would still use a very small pea size amount. Once the kids can, initially it's a smear, but by 3, when they can spit, you can move to a tiny bit more size of a pea, which is hardly anything. Yeah, once they get older, then you use a toothpaste that's got 1,000 parts per million. So that's, you know, that's very, very low fluoride. There's hardly anything. I would avoid the safe-to-swallow zero fluoride gels, something like what we mentioned, the kiddie toothpaste that have, you know, they promote that the kid can swallow it. I would just steer clear of those.
And is fluoride varnish redundant if I actually already brush with fluoride paste twice daily?
The answer is no. I don't do a lot of fluoride varnish at OptiSmile. We don't really get a lot of patients that have got tons of cavities. I'm involved with something called the Dental Wellness Trust, and they do programs where we go into the townships and paint fluoride varnish on the kids. And this can bond to the enamel for up to 3 months and make the teeth much more resistant to cavities. In regular society, other than in the poorer areas, you know, people, kids with braces that are not brushing properly, older people with dry mouth, or people that just can't give up the Coca-Cola or the high sugar, fluoride varnish can help. I prefer to make them teeth whitening trays and to use something like a tooth mousse for 10-15 minutes every day. It's like a conditioner for your teeth. And the varnish can cut any new cavity risk by an extra 40%. But think of it as like a booster shot, not a duplicate dose. It's just an extra, something extra.
And finally, Dr. Udelman, what simple test can our listeners use to pick the right toothpaste in the supermarket aisle next time they go shopping?
I think just look for the word fluoride on there, or sodium fluoride. And ideally, it's 1,350 to 1,500 parts per million, which is tiny. I don't know the actual percent, but it's less than, I think it's 0.1%. My maths isn't very good today. But it's not a lot of fluoride, but it's amazing how well it works. And I would check for like a SADA, which is South African Dental Association seal, or BDA, British Dental Association, or sometimes it's got an ADA seal. And that's an independent proof of efficacy and safety. If it's got some kind of weirdo, sorry, I shouldn't say weirdo, but some natural, organic, something or other seal, like a fake seal, that's not mainstream, and it's not going to generally give you protection. And for sensitivity, you're looking for something like potassium nitrate, which is a desensitizing agent, or something like stannous fluoride. Personally, I don't like the taste of stannous fluoride. I've used Oral-B toothpaste in the past that have stannous fluoride, and for me, it like affects your taste buds. It tastes kind of funny afterwards. And in general, I would avoid flashy buzzwords like whitening, etc., because they can be quite abrasive. In some cases, whitening toothpaste, which I think we can do another whole podcast about the whitening toothpaste, etc. We have done one about over-the-counter products for whitening and the fact that whitening toothpaste don't generally contain enough or any peroxide, which is the only thing that really whitens your teeth. But I think in terms of our subject for today, I think that should wrap it up.
Fluoride still tops the evidence charts. Fluoride-free can work, but only if you know its limits. That's what our conclusion is today here on the podcast. Dr. Udelman, thank you so much, as always, for your time.
No, thank you, and thanks for having me on. And be sure to tune in next week for our listeners, where we will be talking about toothbrushes. I get a lot of questions about a manual versus electric toothbrush, or should it be hard bristles or soft bristles, or what type of electric toothbrush. So that should follow on very nicely from today's podcast.
And also remember, if you'd like a tailored plan, to confirm that your current paste is also doing the job, you can book OptiSmile's 90-minute digital consultation, or jump on a free 30-minute video call with the OptiSmile team. Once again, thank you, Dr. Udelman, and also to our listeners, thank you for joining us. And also remember, while we strive to provide valuable insights, always consult with your own dental professional for advice tailored to your own personal health. Don't forget to subscribe for more enlightening discussions to our podcast, and join us again next time for more enlightening discussions as we continue to explore the fascinating intersection of dental health and financial savvy. Until next time, keep smiling and taking great care of your teeth.
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Udelman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across four continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.